Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 9, the most confidential knowledge, text number 11. It's the second longest purport in the Bhagavad Gita. And now we have until midnight. Still fit in one day. Avajanati mamuda. Manushim tanum ashitam. Parambhavam ajananto. Mahabhuta Maheshwaram Abhidhananti Deride Mam Me Buddha Foolish men Manushim in a human form Tanum Abadi Ashitam Assuming Param transcendental Bhavam nature Ajananta not knowing Mama my Buddha of everything that be Mahaishwaram the supreme proprietor. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all that be. Purport. From the other explanations of the previous verses in this chapter, it is clear that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although appearing like a human being, is not a common man. Personality of Godhead who conducts the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the complete cosmic manifestation cannot be a human being. Yet there are many foolish men who consider Krishna to be merely a powerful man and nothing more. Actually, he is the original Supreme Personality as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna. He is the Supreme Lord. There are many Ishvaras, controllers, and one appears greater than another in the ordinary management of affairs in the material world. We find some official or director, and above him there is a secretary, and above him a minister, and above him a president. Each of them is a controller, but one is controlled by another. In the Brahma Samhita is said that Krishna is the supreme controller. There are many controllers undoubtedly, both in the material and spiritual world, but Krishna is the supreme controller, Ishvara Parama Krishna, and his body is Satchitananda, non-material. Material bodies cannot perform the wonderful acts described in the previous verses. His body is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. Although he is not a common man, the foolish deride him and consider him to be a man. His body is called here Manushim because he is acting like a man, a friend of Arjuna's, a politician involved in the battle of Kurukshetra. This way, in so many ways, he is acting just like an ordinary man, but actually his body is Satchitananda Vigraha. Eternal bliss and knowledge absolute. This is confirmed in the Vedic language also. Satchit Ananda Rupaya Krishnaya. I offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is the eternal blissful form of knowledge. Gopal Tapani Upanishad 1:1. There are other descriptions in the Vedic language also. Tam Ekam Govindam. You are Govinda, the pleasure of the senses and the cows. Satchitananda Vigraha. And your form is transcendental, full of knowledge, bliss, and eternity. The Gopal Tapani Upanishad. Despite the transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna's body, its full bliss and knowledge, there are many so-called scholars and commentators of Bhagavad Gita who deride Krishna as an ordinary man. The scholar may be born as an extraordinary man due to his previous good work, but this conception of Sri Krishna is due to a poor fund of knowledge. Therefore, he is called Mudha. For only foolish persons consider Krishna to be an ordinary human being. The foolish consider Krishna an ordinary human being because they do not know that the confidential activities of the Supreme Lord and his different energies. They do not know that Krishna's body is a symbol of complete knowledge and bliss, that he is a proprietor of everything that be, and that he can award liberation to anyone. Because they do not know that Krishna has so many transcendental qualifications, they deride him. Nor do they know that the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this material world is a manifestation of his internal energy. He is the master of the internal material energy. As been explained in several places, Mama Maya Dharatyaya. He claims that the material energy, although very powerful, is under his control. And whoever surrenders unto him can get out of the control of this material energy. If a soul surrendered to Krishna can get out of the influence of material energy, then how can the Supreme Lord, who conducts the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the whole cosmic nature, have a material body like us? So this conception of Krishna is complete foolishness. Foolish persons, however, cannot conceive that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appearing just like an ordinary man, can be the controller of all the atoms and of the gigantic manifestation of the universal form. The biggest and the minutest are beyond their conception, so they cannot imagine that a form like that of a human being can simultaneously control the infinite and the minute. Actually, although he is controlling the infinite and the finite, he is apart from all this manifestation. It is clearly stated concerning his yogam aishvaryam, his inconceivable transcendental energy, that he can control the infinite and the finite simultaneously, that he can remain aloof from them. Although the foolish cannot imagine how Krishna, who appears just like a human being, can control the infinite and the finite, those who are pure devotees accept this, for they know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, they completely surrender unto him and engage in Krishna consciousness, devotional service to the Lord. There are many controversies between the impersonalists and the personalists about the Lord's appearance as a human being. But if we consult Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, the authoritative text for understanding the science of Krishna, then we can understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not an ordinary man, although he appears on this earth as an ordinary human. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, when the sages headed by Shaunaka inquired about the activities of Krishna, they said, Kritavan kila karmani saharamena keshava adimartyani bhagavan guda kapita manushanha. Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with Balaram, played like a human being, and so massed he performed many superhuman acts. The Lord's appearance as a man bewilders the foolish. No human being can perform the wonderful acts that Krishna performed while he was present on this earth. When Krishna appeared before his father and mother, Vasudeva and Devaki, he appeared with four hands. But after the prayers of his parents, he transformed himself into an ordinary child. As stated in the Bhagavatam 10.3.46, Bahuva Prakrita Shishu. He became just like an ordinary child, an ordinary human being. Now here again is indicated that the Lord's appearance as an ordinary human being is one of the features of his transcendental body. The 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita also it is stated that Arjuna prayed to see Krishna's form of four hands. Tenaiva Rupena Chaturabhujena. After revealing this form, Krishna, when petitioned by Arjuna, again assumed his original human-like form, Manushanam Rupam. These different features of the Supreme Lord are certainly not those of an ordinary human being. Some of those who deride Krishna and are infected with the Mayavadi philosophy quote the following verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3:29:21. To prove that Krishna is just an ordinary man, Aham Sarveshu Bhuteshu Bhutatma Vastitaha Sada. The Supreme Lord is present in every atom. We should better take note of this particular verse from the Vaishnavacharyas like Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Instead of following the interpretation of unauthorized persons who deride Krishna, Jiva Goswami commenting on this verse says that Krishna, in his plenary expansion of Paramatma, is situated in the moving and the non-moving entities as the Supersoul. So any neophyte devotee who simply gives his attention to the Archamurti, the form of the Supreme Lord in the temple, and does not respect other living entities, is uselessly wasting the form of the Lord in the temple. There are three kinds of devotees to the Lord, and the neophyte is in the lowest stage. The neophyte devotee gives more attention to the deity in the temple than to other devotees. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur warns that this sort of mentality should be corrected. A devotee should see that because Krishna is present and everyone's heart is Paramatma, everybody is the embodiment of, or temple of the Supreme Lord. So as one offers respect to the temple of the Lord, he should simply properly respect each and every body in which the Paramatma dwells. Everyone should therefore be given proper respect and should not be neglected. There are also impersonalists who deride temple worship. They say that since God is everywhere, why should one restrict himself to the temple worship? But if God is everywhere, is he not in the temple or in the deity? Although the personalists and the impersonalists will fight with one another perpetually, a perfect devotee of Krishna consciousness knows that although Krishna is the Supreme Personality, he is all-pervading, as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Although his personal abode is Goloka Vrindavan, and he is always staying there, by his different manifestations of energy and by his plenary expansion, he is present everywhere in all parts of the material and spiritual creation. Abhijananti mamudha manushim tanum ashrityam parambhavam ajananto mama buddha maheshwaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all of the be. The whole purpose of the Bhagavad Gita is to convince us that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore this verse is repeated in many different ways throughout the Bhagavad Gita. So we'll ask our scholarly crowd to give us references from the Bhagavad Gita where the same thing is explained in different ways. Especially Ananta, because he has access to all knowledge in his hands. Does anyone know a verse in Bhagavad Gita that says that Krishna is God besides this one? Yes. Mayi Saram. Gana. Pearls. Yes. Very good. I'll conquer a wealth. Madak Paratram Nanya Kinchit Asti Dhananjaya. I'll conquer a wealth. All things are resting on me, just like pearls are strung on the thread. Anything else? Yes. Loud, go ahead, go for it. Translation? Very good. Those who know me as the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods. the ultimate, the enjoyer of all sacrifices and austerities, and the supreme, and the ultimate benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains what? Peace, yes, peace. From the pangs of material miseries. Anything else? Very good. Anything else? Devashir, I see. Ahus tvam rushaya sarve, devarshir naradatata, asito devalov yasa, tvayam tribe of bravishime. Param dhamma, param bhavam, param dhamma. You're the supreme person, the supreme ultimate. This is in the yes, very good. One of the ladies? No, there's no verse called no, no, no. What is the verse where Krishna says, they say this world is unreal. Asatyam. Apratishtam te jagaro horanishvaram aparashparam sambhutyam kemanyat kamahaituke. They say that this world is unreal, it has no foundation, has no God in control, is produced of sex desire, and has no cause in lust. Naham prakasha sarvasha yogamaya samavrita mudoyam navijanati lokoyam ajam avyam. I have never manifested the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my creative potency, Yogamaya. And so the deluded world knows me not, who am unborn and inexhaustible. Vedaham samatitani vartmanani tu arjuna pavishani tu bhutani mam tu vedana kasyana. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that's happening in the past, everything that's happening in the present, everything that's yet to come. I know, so I also know all of the entities, but me no one knows. Ye yatamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhavjamyaham mama var. Well, let's start with janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha tyaktvadeham panarjanma naiti mam eti sarjana. That anyone who knows my transcendental, the nature of the transcendental nature, my appearance and activities, does not take birth again in the material world, but attains to my supreme abode. Vita raga baya kroda. Manmaya mamupashitya bahava gana tapasa putamadvavam agata. Being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons of the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. Yajgyatva napuna maham evam yasyasi pandava yena bhutani yasheshani jaksis yatnani tomayi. When you have thus learned the truth, you know all that living entities are a part of me, and that they're within me, and that they belong to me. Ye yatamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham mama vartmanu vartante manushapartha sarvasha. All of them, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Kunti. Anything else? Vedaham Savasya Chaham Ridi Sanavishto Vataksmritira Gyanam Aponamja Vidascha Savara Hamaiva Vedyo Vedantakrid Vedavid Eva Chaham. I am situated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. I am the compiler of the Vedanta. I know the Vedas as they are, as it is. Yomam Ajama Samudo Janati Purushottama Sasarvavit Pajantemam Sarabhavena Bharata. Anyone who knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting is said to be the knower of everything, and thus he engages himself in full devotional service without any doubt. Iti guyatamam shastram idam yuktva mayanaga etat putva buddhimatsyat krita kritastivarata. This is the most confidential part of all the Vedic scriptures. Whoever knows this will become wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. Something more? Every chapter is like that. Yo mam jayo bhyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityayitan brahma bhayaya kalpate. Anyone who engages himself in full devotional service and failing in all circumstances at once transcends the three modes of material nature and comes to the level of Brahman. What's the next word? First word for that. Brahmana hui pratishtaham amritasya vitasya cha shasvatasya chitaramasya shukasya kantikasya cha. And I am the basis of the impersonal Brahman, which is imperishable, immortal, and eternal, the constitutional position of ultimate happiness. We can go on. There's even more than that. But the whole idea is that Krishna is trying to convince us that he's God. Obviously, we're slow in learning. So he has to repeat it 700 times. And then we have to keep on reading it over and over again. And one day we might come to the conclusion, hey, I think Krishna is trying to tell us something. He seems to be pretty subtle about it, but he doesn't want to shock us, saying that he's the source of everything or something, you know. But that's the point. In so many different ways, Krishna is explaining how he's God. And Bhagavad Gita is not only Krishna is holding the flute, is speaking Bhagavad Gita, but Krishna in his different incarnations is speaking the Bhagavad Gita. As we know, when Krishna comes, all the incarnations come with him also. They, quote, merge into his body. Not exactly merge like we think, but they come, and therefore different expansions of Krishna speak the Bhagavad Gita. Like when he says, Sara prakritim swam adishtaya vishvijami punak punak putagramam imam kritstam vivasham prakritira vishat, that Sara bhutastam sarva karmani. Let's see. Eighth chapter. What is that chapter? Again and again, the day comes and the living entities are helplessly dissolved. Seventh chapter. Trivira Gunamayara Bhavar, Abhik Sarvi Vidam Jagat, Mohitam Navijananti, Lokoyam Ajam Avyam. Deluded by the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who above the modes and inexhaustible. Namam diskritino maudam vavadente naradama maya prita gyanam asrim bhavam ashitya. Those who are grossly foolish, the lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, partake of the atheistic nature of demons who not surrender to me. Anyone who reads Bhagavad Gita who's not a devotee will think, wow, this person's pretty proud. He's telling everyone they're dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. They don't surrender to him. They're the lowest among mankind. I mean, what kind of ego does this person have? Well, he deserves his ego because he does happen to be God. So God has a special ego. I can't remember where it was. It must be previous to this. Got the wrong one. Ninth chapter and seventh chapter are quite similar to each other.
Sarvabhutani kantiya murtiyak sambhavantina. Sarvabhutani kantiya prakritim yanti mamikam kalpashaya panastani kapado vishrijamyaham. O son of Kunti, at the end of millennium, all material manifestations enter into my nature. At the beginning of another millennium, by my potency, I create them again. So very few people can claim that the destruction of the universe, it all enters into that person. I mean, he'd get pretty fat. But actually, everything enters into Krishna, and he can keep the same weight. So that's Krishna's. When he opened his mouth, and he showed all the universes to Mother Yashoda in his mouth. I mean, that's pretty good. And then if we want to think about it, as I said before, Krishna is in every atom, and in every atom where Krishna is, inside of Krishna, all the universes. And that means inside of Krishna, in every atom, all the universes are, and inside all those universes is Krishna, in every atom of that universe that's inside his mouth. And you can go on. That's something to think about tonight. Yes, that's what it's like to be God. Any questions? Because after all, whatever class we're giving is all just meant to convince us that actually Krishna is God and we should surrender to him. That's the whole message. And after the end of the class, we go, what did he say God was? What are we supposed to do? Then the class hasn't been very successful. And at the end of the class, we go, I'm going to do it. I'm going to surrender to Krishna. That's right, it's Krishna. I'm going to surrender. K-R-S-N-A. What did I spell that name? He has a flute in his hand. I'm going to surrender to someone with a flute. Well, he's a good musician, so yeah, I like musicians. All right. Thank you very much. Grandharaj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.